I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A Japanese nuclear company is betting on Tennessee as the hub for fusion power. Kyoto Fusioneering is moving its headquarters to partner with Oak Ridge National Laboratory. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says the company is building a facility where fusion companies can test part of their designs.
Fusion powers the stars across the universe, creating extra energy in the process, which is partially why people have been trying to recreate controlled fusion on Earth. It doesn't produce waste like fission, which powers the nuclear plants we see today. To achieve fusion, researchers use isotopes of hydrogen, deuterium, and tritium. Deuterium is naturally abundant, while tritium is quite rare. But we can produce tritium by wrapping a shell containing lithium around a fusion reaction. That shell is called a breeding blanket, and that's where Kyoto Fusioneering comes in. The company is building a particle accelerator with Oak Ridge that will allow researchers to test prototype blankets. This will be an open facility, so any fusion company can test their designs. It'll likely serve as a critical piece in the future of fusion. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville is suing the Department of Homeland Security. Under the Trump administration, the federal government put a new requirement on anti-terrorism grant money for cities. Their states have to adopt controversial election regulations. That includes using a notoriously inaccurate system for checking immigration status. Nashville has historically gotten less than $1 million a year from DHS, but was expecting almost $4 million for the coming year. The complaint says Metro planned to use the funds on, among other things, bomb detection technology, a helicopter cradle for rescues, and training for high-level emergency skills like amputations. Nashville says that the federal government is withholding that money. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.